there have been a lot of young people that have been victims of the violence there, and older folks too. But it's not just been in Nairobi. It's been across the country based on what we've seen here. Can you give us a sense of how widespread it is and how many victims there are?
Thank you for that question, because internationally, the focus has been on Nairobi. And the impression is given that there are only a few deaths in comparison to the demonstrators, about 20-something young people have died. And actually, surprisingly, when our president was giving his speech after the demonstrations on that same evening, he was talking about 6 people. And I was really surprised, because everybody was aware that there were more people who had died. But it's not just Nairobi. You have the protests happening in Mombasa, in Kisumu, in Kakamega, in Eldoret, the president's own backyard where he comes from. And there's a small location just outside of Nairobi called Githurai. And in this place, a lot of young people died. And they died because as people left the city center in Nairobi, because we knew that the parliament had been stormed and we were sure that it would get more violent, we were sending young people home. We were telling them, go home, go home. And as they went home, because there were no cabs, no taxis, they had to walk home. And as they were walking, it seems, and this is what the word is out, that they were being followed. And in Githurai itself, the police opened fire and killed very many young people. And what I believe and I think is that because a lot of the younger people, younger than 18, who are not able to come to the demonstrations, now that the older ones were coming home, must have probably met them and walked with them. And these young people got killed, because what we've been hearing is that children are being killed younger than 20 years old. You know, I think the oldest person who died was about 20. Maybe there's some older. I'm not sure. We don't really have the figures because it's been kept quiet. But I know that it's more than 100 people who have died in this area. So, you know, the figures are not yet out. And actually, this community was saying, bring us our children, bring us our young people so we can count them, so we can talk about the numbers and say, why did you kill these young people who were just walking peacefully, demonstrating to have their voices heard, exercising their constitutional right?
So we have heard today that this bill has been withdrawn by the president. Is that accurate? And is that too little too late? Or what's your view on that?
I think everybody's saying it's too little too late. But beyond that, the too late is what we have to emphasize, because the president cannot on his own withdraw the bill, because there's a process. We have a very strong constitution that outlines exactly the procedure that is needed to be taken if you want to withdraw a bill. And among what has to happen is that the National Assembly has to sit again together, and the president has to declare that he has concerns about the bill and it needs to be withdrawn. He can't just withdraw it because he said he wants to withdraw it. I mean, thank God for that, because that means he himself is also subject to the laws of the country and our constitution. But what that means is that at the moment, as of, I think, the 26th, which is yesterday, parliament is in recess. And I don't think they're coming back until, if I'm not wrong, 23rd of July. At least that is what has been published. And if they're not coming back, but until then, in order to be able to withdraw the bill, because it was signed, it was approved by Parliament on Tuesday, it's only a matter of 14 days. So from now to the 23rd, if you do the maths, we will not be in that time. So I'm not sure, because I'm not a legal person, what needs to be done, but it's not as easy as it's made out to seem. So the problem with that for our leaders is that the young people are not stupid. And they've done the maths. They are the ones who are informing us and telling us this is not possible because of X, Y, Z. So they know already. So what they're saying, like you said, too little, too late, but also lip service. And this is where now our leadership has problems, because they've got to convince, because if they had believed them, the president stated this yesterday, today the young people are on the streets again. And the police were back, although he said he wants dialogue. He doesn't want violence. The police should be there to protect the young people and to protect property. The police are still throwing tear gas. The police are still shooting at the young people. So the young people have seen no difference, no change in what they experienced when they started protesting.
What message is it that you'd like to send to Washington and the rest of the world? And why is this important? Why is this something we need to pay attention to?
Well, for me, I always say, I do public speaking. So one of the things I always say, Africa is the future. Africa is the last bastion. It is going to be the It is the breadbasket of the world. And, we all know this because all of our natural resources, all of what the West needs to live the life they are living now, they are sourcing from Africa. So instead of fighting us, instead of keeping us down, instead of trying to keep us poor and step on our heads to get the fruits of our nation, talk to us because we're going nowhere. And if you talk only to our leaders who have not our interest at heart, who work with you because they want to have personal gain, you will not succeed because in the whole of this continent, up to 80% of our population is under 35 and they are not stupid. And they are bright and they know that they want a future for their country. And imagine, with all of that said, a lot of the movement has been pushed by the connectivity and being able to have access to digital information. And imagine on the whole continent, if I'm not wrong, you can correct me, I think we only have 14% connectivity on the continent.
Right.
You all in the West have 100% connectivity. Now imagine when we get even half of that, if we double that and everybody knows what's going on. It's not a threat, it's just a fact. You need to start respecting Africans. You need to start respecting this continent, and you will not be able to plunder it ad infinitum. It will stop because the people are dying. The young people have reached a point where they are actually much braver than us. They are willing to die to stop this because they are getting nothing from it. The placard said, I have the fear is gone. I have nothing to lose because they have nothing to lose because they have nothing. And if you put them in that state, you enrich our leaders and you forget that a leader without a people is nothing.